hear the preachers talk about it, and you'll be asked this question. At some point in time, you'll ask this question. You'll only be asked once. You'll be asked several times. Are you a born-again Christian? And the question is, how do you answer that? You know, I mean, most of the time, I just don't want to get in an argument with people, and so I think I know what they mean, and they think they want to know, do you believe in God, and, you know, do you believe in Jesus? And so they'll ask you, and I'll answer, yeah. But my point is, it's important you understand where that came from and what it means. Because a lot of people in this world that ask that question don't understand it, don't understand what it means, and I don't think they understand it the way Jesus taught it to us. You'll be asked, are you a born-again Christian? First of all, where's that come from? You know, there's four Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each one of them tell the story of Christ's life, and some, you know, all of them are there, all of them are eyewitnesses in former fashions. They all tie together very neatly, but all of them have a little different perspective, and some of them have a little different parts, facts, background that maybe the other one didn't have. If you go to the Gospel of John, go to the third chapter, you'll see there that there was a Jewish leader who had a conversation with Christ. That's where this term came from, and that's where all these people pick it up. Are you born again? If you go there to the third chapter of John, the first few verses, there was a Jewish man named Nicodemus, and he was having a conversation with Christ, and Christ says, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. From that phrase, that's where this is picked up, and it says, you know, oh no, you are born again. You must be born again, Christ says. You must be born again before you can see the kingdom of God. That phrase, then, has been picked up and used in a tremendous amount. And each one of you know it. You all have heard it. You've been asked it, probably. Are you a born-again Christian? Are you born again? And you need to know the answer to that, whether or not, and I don't care what answer you want to give people, but you inside, you need to know the answer to that question. What does it take to get born again? You know, do I need to go join the church, be baptized? Do I need to hear a particular preacher? Do I need to accept? Do I need to repent? What do I have to do to be born again? And the first question that comes up, the first time you hear that, it's real confusing. You say, what do you mean born again? I've already been born once. I've been born physically once. If you ask that question and confused, you're confused in the same way that Nicodemus was, because he said the same question. What do you mean? He was talking to Jesus. What do you mean, born again? Do I have to, I'm an old man. Do I get back in my mother's body and do I physically be born again? And Jesus let him know, says, no, that's not what I'm talking about. He's actually saying you need to be born twice. He says, you need to be born once naturally, and you need to be born spiritually. And tells him about those, and Jesus compares those two together. You must be born naturally, and you must be born spiritually. Now, we understand what it's like to be born naturally. We understand that. It's the spiritual part that causes concern, and that's where you get in, are you born again? Are you a born-again Christian? We understand the natural part, because all of us have been through it. We all know what it's like. And I always like to attempt to find me somebody. Let me pick on Jerry Lynn this morning a little bit. Jerry Lynn, tell me your birthday. Now, it's, you know, it's okay to ask birthday as long as I don't ask the year. When's your birthday? May 29th. Let me ask you if this is the way you did this when you were born. Did you go to your mother and dad and say, hey, Mom, Dad, I want to be born on May 29th. Do it in the afternoon. I want to be born at this hospital. I want to be born at this place. Did you go tell them that? Why didn't you? Why didn't you go tell them where you wanted to be physically born? Why didn't you? You didn't have the capability to, did you? You weren't even alive yet to be able to tell them that. How much control did you have over your birth? Zero. You had zero control over your physical birth. In a minute, we're going to get there. Christ puts these two together, tells us about them. You have zero control over your physical birth. Your mother would probably say she didn't have much control, and if there's any bad parts, she might have probably blamed your dad for those. We've been there, but you had zero. The point is, you had zero control over your physical birth. Christ puts these two together. Man separates them out. We know we had no control of physical birth, but you'll have a lot of people tell you you have control over being born again. Go read the third chapter of John. It doesn't say that there. Christ goes on and says, compares the two together. We somehow know we have no control over our physical birth, but somehow we assume we have control over our spiritual birth. That's not what Christ teaches. You have no control over your physical birth, and you have no control over your spiritual birth. Go read that chapter. Those two are just alike in the way the analogy with them is just alike. And Christ even goes one step further and he says, Now, you know, he's talking to Nicodemus, you know, flesh is flesh and spirit is spirit. You've got to be born both of them. But there's no difference in the way that you're born either way. You have no control over being born naturally. And you have no control over being born spiritually. And Christ goes one step further and he says, now marvel not that I'm telling you this, that you must be born again of the Spirit. Marvel not. Don't make a big deal out of this. This is not a big surprise. This is not a big deal. It's a matter of fact. You must be born naturally and you must be born spiritually. But marvel not. He tells us not to get excited or worked up about it. Yeah, what do? We get excited and worked up about it. That's the question we ask. Are you a born-again Christian? We are doing exactly, when you ask that question, you're doing exactly what Christ said, don't do. Don't get worked up over that because you have no control over your natural birth and you have no control over your spiritual birth. And if that comparison is not enough, he goes one more step. In verse 8 of the third chapter of John, he said, spiritual birth is like the wind. Like the wind. You can't see it, but you can see it. You can see the effects of it, and you can hear it. And the wind chooses where it wants to go, when it wants to go there. We can't see the wind, but we can hear it, and we can see its effects. And he said, the Spirit is the same way. You don't have any control over where it goes, or when it goes, or where it hits, but you can see when it does hit. You can see the impact in someone's life when the Spirit of God has touched them. That's controlled totally by the Lord. And what Christ tells us, don't marvel at this. Don't get all upstirred about it. But yet that's exactly what man does. We try to take control where Christ really says we have no control. Like the wind. If you go outside here, do you tell the wind when to hit you or where to hit you? Do you have any control over it? But you can feel it when it hits. The tree that's out there, that when the wind blows, does that tree control when the wind hits it? But you can see it because you can see the tree moving. Go read the first 8 verses of the third chapter of John. Don't just listen to this deal about are you born again spiritually. Go read it. You'll see you have, if we'll follow what Christ says, he said, number one, they're alike in that manner. The birth, your physical birth and your spiritual birth are alike. You don't have control over either one. Lord controls the spiritual birth, and it's like the wind. He'll come. It comes when it chooses. It goes where it chooses. It hits when it chooses. Your spiritual birth is determined by the Lord. When it happens, where it happens, and how it happens. Appreciate your attention. Now, Brother Kenny, come and preach for us.